I think it's actually shocking in the week when everybody's dealing with the post-Brexit scenario that we now have a situation where this week the EU summit was expected to endorse what they call an accelerated and practical expansion of their ties with the military bloc, NATO. And this is despite, as you say, the assurances we've received in the past regarding Irish neutrality. I have to say I find it alarming that the summit endorsed further EU entanglement with NATO while Enda Kenny was attending the summit and sitting in the room. And in my view, the Irish government should vociferously oppose any further drift towards militarisation in the EU. NATO, as we know, has expanded globally, and there have been efforts through the Lisbon Treaty to tie in further the European Union. And Irish neutrality, the truth is, continues to be weakened. We know that one of the first steps along this route was the decision to join NATO's Partnership for Peace under the Fianna Fáil government. We know the huge international difficulties that have been caused because of the use of Shannon Airport to transport US troops to join the illegal invasion of Iraq and other military operations. And we know that Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission President, has been very clear in his plans and his desires to create a common European army. And Irish citizens obviously value our neutrality. We oppose any Irish role in the growing militarisation of Europe. And in my view, the Irish government, and particularly the Taoiseach, have to reflect this and move to defend and promote Irish neutrality. And for the sake of the European Union itself, and for the sake of its ongoing support among citizens of Europe.
Are there not very specific and very clear guarantees that under no circumstances can Ireland be forced to take part in any form of European Defence Force without a specific decision being made internally to do so?
So unfortunately, we've received lots of these assurances, and the way in which the EU works with all of these measures is that it moves very slowly and very steadily, and it will move incrementally. So the NATO's Partnership for Peace, which is the most inapt name ever given to an organisation, was very much the door being opened. And what we see is very slowly the door being just pushed that little bit more ajar every time this discussion comes up. And it's my view that there are many within the European Union, including its most senior leaders, who want to see a position whereby that we reach a point where neutrality is simply not a political option anymore.